Is this the funeral home?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir. I was wanting to know the price of a real good funeral.
Well, the prices range from around $1,200 up to $7,000.
Say they do.
Yes, sir.
Well, I was been thinking about burying my wife.
Yes, sir. Were you interested in one of our pre-planned funerals? You know, that's the best thing you can do. It sure relieves a lot of stress when the time comes.
No, sir. She already dead.
Sir?
Yes, sir. She already dead. She died about 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago? And you haven't had a funeral yet?
No, sir.
Well, where is your wife located?
Well, I got her right here in the freezer.
The freezer? Sir, you can't keep her in the freezer.
Well, why not?
When a person dies, if they die at home, you're supposed to contact the authorities, and an inquest should be held by the Justice of the Peace.
Sure enough.
Yes, sir. Did she die of natural causes?
Yes, I guess you could call it natural causes. Her sister was over here one night, about 3 weeks ago, and cooked some pork chops, and we all got real sick, but my old lady passed during the night, and I found her dead the next morning when I woke up, and I didn't know what to do because I didn't want to get her sister in no trouble for feeding her them bad pork chops and killing her, so I just put her here in the freezer until I figured out what to do with her.
Well, sir, you need to call the Justice of the Peace in your area right now.
Well?
But you can't keep a body in your home. That's against the law.
Say it is.
Yes, sir.
Well, we ain't got but about $900 together. Could y'all go ahead and bury it, you think, and then we could pay you the rest later on?
What? Did she have insurance?
Yes, sir. She got some insurance on her old car out here.
No, sir. I mean some type of life insurance or a burial policy.
Not that I knows of. She had some, but we had to cash it in last year to get one of her grandsons out to jail, and I don't think she ever did what you call renewal it or nothing.
Well, we don't have any type of financing. We require payment in full before we can complete the service.
Yes, sir. Well, could y'all, you think y'all could just store it down there till we get the rest of the money together? How much rent would y'all charge just to keep her, you know, storage her down there? If y'all was to keep her, I probably wouldn't get in no trouble with her.
No, sir. We're unable to do that for any extended period of time.
Extended period of time?
No, sir. We just can't do that.
Well, I guess I'll just keep her in the freezer till we get all the money together, and then I'll call you back, and maybe we can have the funeral after that.
Sir, you really can't do that. Maybe you should contact another funeral home, maybe one in your area.
Well, I done called all of them right around here, and they all told me to call you, that you was the best around here.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't think we can help you at this time, but you do need to contact the authorities.
Well, you done got me scared and worried now. What am I supposed to do? You know, you tell me that you got to have all the money, and I ain't got all the money, and that you won't store, and I can't store. You said you got funeral starting at, what, $1,200, and I got $900, and I was wondering why can't I just thaw out, and I'll bring on down there, and y'all can fix her up and put her in maybe your cheapest casket down there, and y'all could just let her take her in the back of my pickup truck and bury her somewhere ourselves. That way, you know, that ought to cut some of the price off, oughtn't it?
Sir, you can't conduct a funeral yourself. That's illegal. What's your name, sir?
Well, look here, I got to go. I'll call you back later on when I get the money together.